and make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you. What's that thing say over there? It looks like it says 39 degrees, but that can't be right.
That's what it says, and I think it is right.
Really? I mean, the last Believe few it. Days I've been in here, it says like 9 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not, more snow melted overnight.
I know. It's kind of cool, actually. There's less snow now this morning than there was when I went to bed last night.
Yeah.
It's almost all gone. Darn.
Rats.
It's going to be warm, actually. Warmer this week than it was last week. There's a chance of some rain, though, I think, about midweek, too, isn't there?
Yeah, it looks like some rain and maybe a little bit more of that white stuff late Wednesday night.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Brett's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Jim. Camblin Plumbing and Heating is 93 years old this year. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been with Lennox for 68 years. With that kind of longevity, you can be sure that of the quality we represent. You can be sure of the warranty situations. You can be sure of the expertise of our installers and repairmen with all of our schooling and continuity with one manufacturer of heating and cooling products. You can be sure of us carrying most parts that might be necessary to repair any Lennox furnace. You can be sure of the value of what you buy and its longevity. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Do the calls get heavier this time of the year?
I was out quite a bit this weekend, so.
Is it the change of seasons kind of thing, or is it just?
It's just the weather.
I realize most folks probably aren't going to know that maybe there's a problem with their furnace until they turn it on.
Yeah.
But
the colder it gets, the harder they work.
Yeah. Does the maintenance thing? I mean, if you never change the oil in your car and all of a sudden one day the whole thing seizes up and doesn't work anymore, you kind of got nobody to blame but yourself.
Yep.
Is it kind of the same way with furnaces and air conditioning units? And
you got to maintain it. Yep. And what a furnace costs anymore, you know, you sure wouldn't buy an expensive car and not maintain it. Why would you do that with a new furnace, too, you know? Got to maintain it.
And when those things don't work, it's affecting everything else in your home, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Not so much fun, necessarily. Especially when you come home to a cold house in the wintertime. Nothing worse. Well, there's something worse, but that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad, so make sure you get that maintenance taken care of. Hey, a little something here this morning. You know, we're getting to that. Well, we're not getting. We're into that time of the year now, and maybe all your decorations and things are up already. But you know, folks like to put out a lot of stuff during the holiday season. Christmas time brings out the best in those folks that love to decorate.
Oh yeah,
there's no season like Christmas for decorations, is there? But that also creates all kinds of issues too to be watchful for. Safety is always important when it comes to this time of the year, and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says that emergency rooms treat nearly 12,000 people each year for injuries related to holiday decorating. Yikes! I thought it was supposed to be a fun time of the year. That could be like falls or electrical shocks, different types of issues like that. So you want to be vigilant when you're putting up your holiday decorations and getting ready for all of your holiday celebrations. Make sure all those safety risks are minimized as much as you possibly can. Wow, what a terrible way to ruin the holidays. Yikes. Well, some of the things that you can do is, first of all, remember that when you're giving gifts, and we all have these people in our lives, I don't know what to get them. They have everything. They have everything they've ever wanted. They just go buy what they need. You know, we're such an instant gratification society anymore that it's very difficult to buy gifts for people. People buy things, what they buy, what they want, when they want it. So it's tough when it comes around to gift-giving season. Well, some gifts that might be good ones, because they have a practical function as well as being something that might be maybe something they don't already have, would be things like carbon monoxide detectors or smoke detectors or even perhaps fire extinguishers. Now, I know that's probably not going to be the most exciting gift that someone opens up on Christmas Day. Rip off all that wrapping and shake the box around and open up a box and find a fire extinguisher inside. Oh, yay!
Hey, it's a life-saving gift.
But you get, well, you know, isn't that the point of buying gifts for folks? You buy them things that they need and maybe don't have. Well, those are things that you need. You know, anywhere you have different things like that. Obviously, in a kitchen, you want to have the right kind of a fire extinguisher. But in different areas of the home, you may want to have those handy, maybe in the down in the boiler room, you know, where you've got the furnace and all that kind of stuff. Might be a good place to have some of those types of things. Carbon monoxide detectors and smoke detectors, those speak for themselves. In most newer homes anymore, you see them almost everywhere. So, you know, you've got to keep those things in mind. If you live in an older home, you may not have those kinds of things installed like they do with newer homes now. So maybe good Christmas gifts this time of the year. You might be saving someone's life with a gift. Can't say that about a Hot Wheels car, can you?
Nope.
Don't know too many lives have been saved with Hot Wheels. No offense to Hot Wheels. Holiday reminders are always good things, too. A holiday sometimes can serve as a reminder to you. It's just a thing on the calendar, but you look toward it, and it can be maybe a reminder to get that annual furnace inspection. And maybe that's a little later than you'd like to get the furnace inspected. You'd like to have
We're still doing them.
Are you really?
You betcha we are.
But you'd think you'd like to get those inspected in the fall before the change in seasons, just to make sure. But whenever you do it, it's always a good thing to take care of. And it's not just to make sure it works. You know, make sure it's working at peak efficiency as well. How often do you change the filters?
Yeah, that's
right. If you're like most of us, not very often.
Not often enough.
Yeah, and I think everybody pretty much falls into that category to some extent. But those are kind of things that, you know, again, if you never change the air filter on your car, you get what you get. But do those kinds of things. A malfunctioning furnace not only is inefficient and costs you money, but it could cause a fire or cause other problems, perhaps leaking carbon monoxide into your home. There are issues to be dealt with there, too. You want to keep your family safe. Also, inspect your lighting. You know, all those holiday lights, yikes. How much fun is that? How do you repack your lights at the end? Now, there's a story to be told. I bet everybody's got a different system. After the holidays are over and you take all those lights down, whether they're indoors or outdoors, how do you pack them up?
I usually just coil them up, and then when they don't light the next year, I throw them away. I could just well save myself doing that, you know, and just throw them away when I get done.
And we've all heard of planned obsolescence, and I think that's kind of the way. I think that's the philosophy of holiday lighting. Is it good this year? Throw it away the next year. They're not terribly expensive. I mean, they're not the most expensive thing you're going to buy, but still. Yeah, it's, the old Christmas Vacation movie? Wasn't that where he pulled it out and it's like one big ball? Yeah.
That's what mine look like.
Yeah. One big ball with a little pigtail.
There's no way you're ever getting them back inside that box. Yeah. It never works out.
I don't know how they got them. Who gets hired to do that? I think they spend more on the plastic little clip thing that you clip the lights into to put them in the box than they actually do the lights themselves. Yeah, it's a tough one. But, you know, the holiday lights, if you do reuse them, if you can get them uncoiled and untangled and you do reuse them, you want to make sure you check them for broken or cracked sockets, bare or frayed wires, loose connections, any damaged plugs and things. Yeah, especially if they're the outdoor type of lights, those, you know, kind of suffer through the weather, too. But, you know, throw away any damaged light sets and make sure all the electrical holiday decorations have the UL symbol on them as well. Trouble happens very quickly with those. And when you're plugging in all those electrical things that you're going to put up for the holidays, you know, you want to try to avoid using extension cords if you can. I know sometimes you just can't get away from it. And we all kind of... I'm sure if we looked, we'd all find in just about every house that one electrical extension cord that has way too many things plugged into it, an extender here, an extra plug there, and we've finagled that three-prong to make it fit into that two-prong extension cord, and you know that's or pulled the ground plug off of the three-prong to get it to fit into a two-prong, and we're all creative like that. Realistically, very few of us are electricians and really know what in the world we're doing, except maybe creating problems. So check all of those cords and lights and things. And, you know, if you have to use extension cords, make sure you're using good ones and not just the one that, you know, you inherited from Aunt Martha that's been in the drawer downstairs forever. If you have to use them, don't place them under carpets or rugs or any place else where they can become worn and even perhaps overheat. I'm sure local fire departments probably have a few stories about stuff like that where they've seen extension cords and things this time of the year. fact, I know they do. The rule of three is always a good thing to be remembered, too. Never overload your outlets. No more than three standard size lights on each outlet. And using those power strips, though, can help. They do have their own circuit breakers in them, typically, so that can help you out. But don't overload those things. I know it's real, especially with Christmas lights. So I just can't reach three of them from here. It just doesn't quite reach the edge of the house. I'll just put another one in there. No big deal. And it might not be, but then again, why take the chance? Also, avoid mixing metal and lighting. Hanging metallic decorations on a tree that has electrical decorations on it, not really a great idea. The metallic decorations can become charged with energy, and you can run the risk of electrical shock. So don't hang lights on a metallic tree. You want to consider using remote spotlights and stuff instead. Do people still have metallic trees? Way back when?
Isn't that what an artificial tree is?
Well, you know. But they used to have those, I can't remember what they called those things. Had little spinning lights and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the old foil trees.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, those are kind of, those are always interesting to see. Let's see here. Also, outdoors, when you're decorating outdoors, stay clear of all the electrical lines. Make sure you use extra caution when you're using metal ladders. If you use a pole to hang lights in high places, make sure it's made of an insulated material like wood or fiberglass. Keep the electrical cords out of water or places where melting snow and ice could pool up as well. And also the trees. If you're using a live tree, make sure at the end of the year that when the season is over, you don't put a pine tree in your fireplace. Not a good place to burn that. The high heat and flames can ignite creosote, cause flue fires. And a number of communities have programs to collect and recycle trees as mulch. You can drop those things off at local compost areas, the piles where they take all that kind of stuff. They're here in Atlantic, typically. There are students at the school each year. They collect those, or they ask you to donate those, drop them off. They use them for different types of projects and things. So a lot of different ways to use them, but one way not to use them would be in the fireplace. Also, if you use space heaters, do folks still, I suppose probably maybe in some older homes, where there are some, or if you put an addition on or something and don't have adequate heating and things, or if you have a little draftiness in some areas. Boy, we used to use those. I remember at my grandmother's house growing up, she had space heaters all over the place. She had, you know, the old boiler furnace type thing, the radiant heat, you know, with the radiators all over the place. And you, boy, you never wanted to sit near those. Whew, that was warm. But yeah, but there were space heaters all over the place, and you know, you're always kind of vigilant. You're watching because if the dog or whatever walks by, you know, you don't want them to wag their tail and start a fire. You know, space heaters are different. They're built a lot better these days. The space heaters are built with tip switches and all kinds of different things in them. But still, you want to watch out for those kinds of things too, and don't put decorations or any flammable objects near those space heaters either. And also, one other thing for safety is, and we've seen that already here last week, keep a supply of the ice-melting salt handy, too. It always sells out after a storm. Get it beforehand. It's all gone afterwards. So, you know, keep it near those doors and use it on the steps and walks anytime there's the threat. You don't have to wait till it actually does this. When you know that there's some snow or sleet or freezing rain that's going to be coming, you might want to toss a little bit of that out there too. Make sure your guests get in and out safely as well. So enjoy the holidays, but always want to do it safely so we don't have any issues come up. You want the holidays to be memorable, but for all the right reasons. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Wood Harbor Cabinets makes three different levels of new cabinets for your home. From Rock Glen to Cass Point to Wood Harbor, we can fill your needs to the T. Our selection of woods and stains or paints will allow you to totally personalize your kitchen or bathroom. Our customers rave about the quality of Wood Harbor, and they appreciate the prices that we are able to give. Without the large overhead that some of the outlets need, our store can really be competitive. Our design service is top-notch, and we will be able to assist you in designing just the right new kitchen. Also remember, Camblin Plumbing and Heating also sells fixtures and faucets, all at discount prices, and you can't do better than that. Have us install these new fixtures for you. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. I'm not going to forget the thought of the day today, Jim. The thought of the day today is by Philip Dormer Stanhope. It says, take care of the minutes, and the hours will take care of themselves.
That is very true. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for coming in, by
Thanks
the way.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, when we talk about holiday safety, remember the pets when you're decorating, too. Cat climb the tree? Dog perhaps like to bat around some of those low-hanging decorations? You know the drill. You got to watch out for those kinds of things, too. Chris probably been through that a couple of times.
Not yet.
Really?
At home with the folks' pets, but not with... Not with our dog.
Oh, I would think that dog of yours would have jumped halfway up the tree by now.
He hasn't tried that yet.
Yet being the key word. Yeah, you bet. All right. Well, play it safe this holiday season. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it very much. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.